Two Canton police officers under review after mistakenly detaining a 14-year-old boy in his front porch Monday while searching for suspects in a series of car thefts. A doorbell camera captured the encounter, including officers yelling expletives at the teen. Public Safety Director Andrea Perry says she does not condone the officer's language or actions, calling the interaction unacceptable and saying it does not reflect Canton police standards. Mayor William Shearer also called professionalism an expectation of every city employee. A city spokesman says the incident remains under investigation, and officials will await the results before deciding whether any punishment is warranted. Police arrested a man after a vehicle chase Wednesday afternoon. The repository reports the chase started in Mahoning County when officers from Smith Township and Sebring found a man wanted on a warrant. The pursuit ended just after 4 o'clock when the suspect's vehicle hit a utility pole near Norman Avenue. Alliance Police assisted with the arrest and the crash scene. The suspect's name has not been released. Canton police searching for a 25-year-old woman wanted in connection with a Tuesday night shooting. Officers were called around 10:30 to the 900 block of 6th Street Southwest, but could not find any victims. About an hour later, two women, ages 22 and 23, arrived at Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to their legs. Police say two other victims identified were not shot. Arrest warrants have been issued for Nikayla Smith of Canton, who faces 4 counts of second-degree felonious assault. Anyone with information asked to contact Canton Police or the U.S. Marshals Task Force. The Ohio Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for a man who killed a woman and her two daughters in North Royalton in 2017. The court ruled Wednesday a Cuyahoga County 3-judge panel properly sentenced 54-year-old George Brinkman to death after he pleaded guilty to killing 45-year-old Suzanne Taylor, 21-year-old Taylor Pfeiffer, and 18-year-old Kylie Pfeiffer. Brinkman had previously been sentenced to death, but the court ordered a new proceeding because he was not properly advised of his rights when he pleaded guilty. In 2022, Brinkman again pleaded guilty and received the death penalty. He's under death sentence imposed in Stark County for the 2017 shootings of Rachel and Roberta John in Lake Township. A Camel woman will spend 90 days in the Trumbull County Jail after pleading guilty to charges in an attack at a restaurant. 21-year-old Kamara McKinney was also sentenced Wednesday to 3 years of probation. Prosecutors say McKinney attacked two employees at the Brookfield Subway in July 2025 after being told she could not use the restroom. She also pleaded guilty to stealing an employee's cell phone. The judge cited her lack of a prior criminal record and not sending her to prison. The victim has been identified in a house fire in East Liverpool early Tuesday. Firefighters were called to the 2000 block of Ohio Avenue around 2 o'clock and learned the occupant was still inside. The two-story home collapsed during the blaze, and an excavator was used to recover the victim. He was identified as 62-year-old James Spencer. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause, and autopsy is yet to be completed. A Boardman man with a lengthy criminal history is back in jail after police say he ran from officers August 9th. Brian Gaisier was stopped near Southern Boulevard when police discovered an adult parole authority warrant. Police say Gaisier ran but stopped when he heard a canine officer barking. Gaisier was released in 2024 after serving 17 years for voluntary manslaughter and other crimes. He now faces an obstruction charge. A Champion Township man facing attempted murder and felonious assault charges for allegedly stabbing his wife. Officers were called the night of June 23rd to a home in the 6,000 block of Grassy Point where they found a 48-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds and 64-year-old David Cebulski with cuts to his wrists. The woman recovered from serious injuries. Cebulski was indicted Thursday by a Trumbull County grand jury. He'll be arraigned Tuesday in Common Pleas Court. He's being held without bond in the Trumbull County Jail. A Wethersfield man is facing attempted murder charges in connection with a traffic crash in Niles that injured 3 people. 24-year-old Samuel Sipes was indicted Thursday on counts including attempted aggravated murder, attempted murder, and 3 counts of felonious assault. Police say Sipes fled on foot after the crash just before midnight, June 27th at North Main Street and East Madison. He was arrested July 9th in Geneva. An adult and 2 juveniles in the other vehicle were taken to a hospital. Sipes is being held without bond in the Trumbull County Jail. He's expected to be arraigned Tuesday in Common Pleas Court.